are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
You don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. You're an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 35. I am Sir Dan.
And I'm Sir Rogue.
This week we're going to be talking about the Tribbles expansion that we had a little while ago. We're going to talk about cards that we've seen in the tournament from the last set. And we're going to look ahead to the design of card, the Will of the Collective. Section 31.
We've had, two tournaments now with the Raise the Stakes?
That's right.
I think people are starting to, I think we initially did not see a lot of play with them, but I think people are starting to filter them into their decks and get them out into the play. I know you and I both had a handful of dilemmas that we were excited about trying out and beat the crap out of each other and other people with.
Well, this is the first time that I played with the big missions. I played with Aid Lost Colony and Wormhole Negotiations along with some smaller missions. I threw in well-prepared defenses and spatial interface, so that only cost two. It worked pretty well. I was pretty happy with how that worked out. I didn't have a bigger... I think I had more points in missions than anyone I played against, so they always worked. It was always a two-cost, I get to choose someone to be stopped, or I get to choose a small guy to be killed, so that was excellent.
Nice. I was itching to try the Dissidents. Having had designs on them since I first saw the non-aligned Vulcans come out, and having already had a reasonably successful functioning Dissident deck list lying around, not that I actually bothered to dig it out and use it when I put my deck together, but I put together the old two headquarters Cardassian Romulans with the PNP and the Kira Nerys, losing 5 points to download free distance. And you know what? Every time they come out with some distance, that deck gets better and better. It's really slow on the uptake, as you saw. It takes a while to get set up, but once it does, if you can get PNP and guys working together and getting 5 points, dropping three five-cost distance, not necessarily every turn, but there are... I think 2 5-cost distance now and like 4 4-cost distance. Mm-hmm. So in two turns, you've, you know, gained another 22, 23 points on your opponent worth of turns. So that can turn right around pretty quick. And I managed to use those shenanigans to take advantage of some other personnel. I really liked the combination of using Teles and T'Pau to turn Soren, Tolian Soren, into a Dissident and copying his skills so I could use his copious amount of skills for free and not have to worry about stopping people when I did. Their shenanigans only work at the 40-point missions, so I went with 3 40-point pointers, so all of those dilemmas.
Did you find that even running only 3 missions, you had, other than me, had more points in missions than everyone else?
I didn't, and I thought of that at the last minute, so I only ran one of that dilemma. But I did get a good use out of Unfair Terms and what's the other one?
Oh, right, so they were all cost 2.
Yeah, so all the 6-cost ones are cost 0. And they all do interesting, new and interesting things. Spatial Interface is the dual one that lets me kill somebody that has 3 or less skill icons. That was really nice. I managed to get that in conjunction with Tragic Turn a couple of times.
You get somebody small, and then hopefully you get somebody big.
Exactly. Very nice against the Borg Queen out of there.
Yeah, I managed to nail the Borg Queen a few times with that.
It's just a nice extra filter in there to help, and it's free. It was free with my missions, even with the 2-cost. I imagine it'd be pretty useful. It stopped Johnny's entire Unfair Terms stopped Johnny's entire away team. Oh no, not Unfair Terms is the other one. Slightly overbooked, that's what it is.
Okay.
Unless you have three people who cost four or more, each of your personnel who cost two or less are stopped, leaving the three cost people nicely in the middle. But he had no one, and everybody he had in play was two or less. So unfortunately, that meant nobody got to hit the Whispers that was right underneath, but that was a nice stop. And he didn't have enough events to unstop all of his stooges. So, all in all, first heavy experiment with a generous amount of the new cards. Pretty good. I still think Ensnared is grossly overpowered, as did everyone I played against 2 weeks ago. But aside from that, I'm liking what I'm seeing.
That's the queue event. You just pitch it to go fetch something that costs zero or one and put it on top of your dilemma stack.
Oh, no. That's uninvited. That's an interrupt. And I used that for the first time this week, too, after you used it on me the last tournament. And, man, that that totally nailed Franklin. I just kept held him off for days with that thing. It was crazy because it's exactly what you said. You download a dilemma that costs one or less, set it aside, and then when you're done selecting dilemmas, you put it on top of your stack. So it's essentially an interrupt machinations.
Yeah.
Ensnared, however, is the Cardassian dilemma, the Cardassian event. Somewhere, someone on the design team decided that having six of an affiliation was a lot harder than having three of an affiliation. So events that require six people should be grossly overpowered. And having six Cardassians in play should not justify you getting to capture anybody on the board. I think that's, I used it to great success, but you don't have to earn it in any way. You don't have to go over there and be present with them. You don't have to go, be on the planet or on the ship or have a phaser or beam, it's just, we got you and there's nothing you can do about it. And requires very little imagination. So, I wasn't even playing a capture deck and I threw it in just to slow down my opponent. And it did in fact do that. Even with my half, non-aligned AU deck, I still managed to get enough Cardassians out to play it. And I can't imagine how rough it would be in a full-on Cardassian capture deck where, once you have a captive, all the stuff starts triggering. Your ships have more stats and your people are bigger and, you can play interrupts that require you to have a prisoner.
After each of our tournaments down here in San Diego, we have a special bonus round for extra league points. It's five rounds of tribbles. Everyone makes their own deck, and we all sit around a table at Arby's. It's a great way to kind of blow off steam after the tournament when your real deck didn't work to just play some non-stress related card CCG shenanigans. And this last week, using the new set, we've thrown in a bunch of extra stuff.
Now, this was my first time. I've been out of the country and here out and about and running around. So I did get to play in the tournament before last, but I did not get to stick around for Tribbles. This is my first time actually playing Tribbles just this past week. And it was a lot of fun. We had a good time. The new set adds a nice little bit of flavor to things. Congrats to Jeremy and Johnny and everybody who worked on that. That was a lot of fun and a nice addition to a game that I think has been underestimated.
Yeah, it since you do get to build your own deck, unlike Uno or whatever, a similar style or Crazy Eights, you can really do whatever you want and either mess yourself up pretty badly or come up with something special. I know that I put in a few of the new cards, not too many. I know that Johnny was playing with a few of the antidote cards as a counter to the poison deck, which our resident expert Franklin tells us is pretty big. But no, I was using the recycle cards, the 10,000 recycles. They worked out great. I like playing a bonus deck. It's been kind of misfiring here and there, but it's getting better. And the recycle just lets me throw everything that I've lost back in the pile. That's fantastic. I don't use a lot of rescue cards, so that works well.
I definitely think the recycle is a big addition. I definitely, again, not having played a lot, I wasn't entirely sure when I threw my deck together. So I built a bonus deck, and then beforehand everybody was like, no, no, bonus sucks. It's really hard to do. So I threw in a bunch of the new cards over my bonus cards. And now I kind of want to try both. My deck seemed to be pretty slim compared to everybody else's. I went with roughly the size of the decks that come in the two-player game, about 35 cards. Looked like you were running, what, like 50 or so? And Johnny, I think, had 60 or 70.
Yeah, yeah. I think my deck was a little bit smaller than Johnny, and he said that he did probably would slim it down a little bit. I was running about double what the... I think about 60 cards. I think I put it at 60 even.
So I would probably... add a little bit more in, but definitely the recycle would help. The thin deck did help me get some of my big cards off. I threw all three of my 100,000 clones in and played them multiple times. Definitely lots of people wondering what the heck was going on when I kept cloning the 100Ks, but it also, as we said, it kind of came back to bite me in the ass when Thomas poisoned me for 100,000 twice.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have let it be known that you didn't actually have any antidotes in your deck.
I don't think I've... again, first time playing, I definitely think either... Yeah, I suppose I could throttle back on the 100Ks, but I think it would be a lot more fun to leave the temptation in there and throw in some antidotes. So
yeah,
add a little risk to that.
So playing with the bonus deck, I find that pretty much... at the end of five rounds, we play five rounds, and whoever's got the highest total gets the extra league points. I would probably need to score the bonus in at least four of the five rounds, and I've been averaging about two or three of the five rounds. So, because I usually don't go out. The deck isn't designed to play out; it's designed to play, you know, pretty much four cards
right.
Over the course. I'm tempted to try to make the deck go a little faster, but I think that would really leave out a lot of the bonus stuff that I'm trying to get in there. So I'm not sure.
Yeah. Even after Johnny pointed it out to me and he was the antidote to, as it were, to the bonus deck was supposed to be, you know, watching the player and making sure that, you know, that keeping track of what they had played and make sure they didn't get all four of them out there. And I watched you for those last three rounds. And when the opportunity did arise for me to try to keep you from playing it, I didn't feel like there was a whole lot I could do about it. I did skip you a couple of times when I thought your bonus number was about to come up for one of the ones you hadn't played yet. But it's
well, it's better if you can go out with 100,000 plus in your core, I guess, in play in front of you,
sure,
than to worry about someone else. But if you know you're not going to go out, I don't know. It's tough. I'd probably go another tournament or two with just a straight bonus deck and then try to mix it up a little bit and see if I can make the deck a little faster. That said, we have a new contest. Before the continuing committee released on April 1st, or actually it was about a week before that, I found a website that was selling triple boxes for $1 apiece. And so I've got one left here, and I want to give it out to someone who wants it, number one. And number two, we'll send in a triple deck suggestion to the Section 31 here. So send in a deck. Hopefully it's, you know, I'm looking for something. Bonus would be nice, but I'm willing to try out anything. And if you are randomly selected from all the emails we get about the Tribbles card game, this box, the shiny new foil shrink wrap box, will be yours.
Feel free to include suggestions for uses for the new cards as well. More Tribbles, More Troubles, for those of you who don't know, is posted on trekcc.org now. A nice little salute to both the Tribbles card game, the April Fool's joke, and to the animated series.
So the World of the Collective number two is continuing. By the time this goes up, a decision will probably have been made. It looks like the Cardassian and Dominion sitting in a tree concept is going to be what goes forward. I posted a few times. I was really hoping for the controlling the station option, just because that's something, you know, new and hasn't really been done. I really like the idea of the cost of something being, you know, not attempting missions with some people. I mean, they can be cheap folks, they can be whatever, but you know, having something that says you must have, you know, two staff ships at Mouth of the Wormhole, Tarek Nor, and no dissidents on the station. And then, you know, you get a bonus of some sort. Or, you know, you get a plus one bonus to your attributes for every staffed ship that you have there. That'd be pretty rough to do, but that'd be a great bonus to have.
That would be interesting. I do like the idea of the controlling the station, as you well know from our 1E days. I was a huge fan of the station concept for any affiliation, DS9, Cardassian, even using the Empok Nor for a couple of different affiliations. And
Klingon, Ferengi.
Yeah, we had Martok Nor and what was the other one?
Ferenginor.
Yes. But I would love to see a concept like that for 2E. So hopefully they'll at least, I mean, it looks like the really landslide winners are the Cardassian Dominion and the controlling station. So hopefully if they do something like this again, or even just include it anyway, to keep something like that in the works, I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, and you know what? Since so many people, I guess 23 votes is what it looks like as of recording time, like that the Cardassian Dominion. Hey, that's great. I'm looking forward to seeing what interesting things, aside from the recording mechanic that we got from the last actual real set, What You Leave Behind. See what we can get, you know, as far as synergy.
Well, that's all the intelligence we have for you this week. On behalf of our producer Matt, we'd like to give a shout out to Warp 11 for their wonderful Section 31 theme song. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And I will once again remind you all to expand your power in the universe.
And I will use the text on Find Lifeless World over and over again until I've drawn all 35 cards in my deck to end.